Okay, this is another heart talk, an intervention, but the topic is what direction looks like. Now, most of the times, and I'm speaking from experience, is that we pray for direction from God and we're seeking His face on what He would have us do at the moment, or we want to seek knowledge on which way we're exactly turning, what He requires of us. Now, I know that God speaks in diverse ways. Okay, so we cannot stereotypically say that don't do this or don't do that. God cannot be put in a box. But then we know some certainties in God is that you hear Him in peace. You hear Him mostly when you have a quiet spirit. Now, one thing that, and I'm speaking from my own experience, is in seeking God's face sometimes, we still go back and look at others. Okay, let me give this as an example. Let's say I'm praying to God, Lord, please give me direction on this matter. Please give me direction on this matter. And then I'm done with the prayers and I come online, for example. And then when I come online, I begin to see people's progress. And I begin to see what people are doing or what they have done. And I feel a pull to do the same. I feel a pull like I'm missing out on something. And I need to be like on my game. I need to start being active. Well, that's not the voice of God. That's the voice of flesh. That's the lust of the eyes, pride of life. Because at that point in time, it's not, you know, if God speaks to you through social media, you know. Because it just stands out for you and you find Me in a place of peace, not in a place of unrest, in what seems like comparison, in what seems like fleshly works, like you're trying to work to do something in your own strength. That's a totally different ballgame entirely. That is not direction. So you end up either getting misdirection because you are not patient enough to wait for God to actually speak, or you begin to feel downcasted that you're not progressing as much as you should, or you begin to belittle your own stand in God because of what you're seeing others do. Now, this is not what direction looks like. And at that point in time, you're double-minded. And you know what James said about a double-minded man? He cannot receive from God. Your mind has to be stable. It has to be fixed. It has to just be on God and hear God and nothing else. So it doesn't mean that when you're looking at social media, you just block everybody or even just delete your social media account or don't interact with your friends, because it's not just about social media. It's more or less saying, know where you're rooted. Know the journey that God has brought you through, the things that He has been saying before now. What were the means you used in hearing from Him and getting directions on previous matters? And even if this is your first time, you want to be patient and learn to hear God yourself and build that confidence for yourself that, okay, I'm actually hearing God now. God is giving me this direction and I want to risk it by following this leading in my spirit. So direction is not what other people are doing now. You could even have a friend who is doing the same business as yours and is doing this and taking this move. This may not be the move that God wants you to take, despite the fact that that person probably has gone for training and has received counsel and is working for Him. It may not exactly be what God wants you to do. He might be saying, okay, you're in the same line of business, you're doing the same thing, but this is not where I want you to channel your attention. I want to channel your attention elsewhere. So if you're taking this move, you're limiting yourself to this person's direction or leading and not my leading. You're not being led by Me. You're being led by this person. Even if he's a mentor, what they should do is to confirm and not validate what God has said to you. And if they don't have peace with it, then you can go back and pray for God to clarify you more and then to convince Him more on the path that He would have you take. So I hope this was helpful. This was helpful in finding direction in God. And see you next time.